Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, it's Jordan Younger, your host of the Balanced Blonde Soul on Fire podcast. Here we go deep on all things astrology, awakening, wellness, motherhood, channeling, aliens, and so much more. We have deep conversations, we go to other realms. It's a lot of fun. So stick around, let's dive on in. I cannot wait to connect. Hello, my favorite people. Welcome back to the show. This is an exciting episode because this is our gender reveal episode. I got Jonathan to come back on the show to interview me, which is his favorite thing to do. And we were joking about it the night before because he was like, you know what? I'm just going to ask all the questions. You don't have to do anything, but I don't want you to ask me any questions. And I was like, really? So you're just doing my job for me. This is fantastic. So when we flip the script and he interviews me, it's always a fun time. And beyond the gender reveal, which you will find somewhere about halfway through this episode, we wanted to drop it on you like an exciting tidbit with the whole story, all the details, all the juice. This is also an episode celebrating the launch of my new meditation platform. It is the Soul on Fire meditation and membership platform, obviously named after this podcast, our community. It's so exciting. I cannot believe that tomorrow on 201, it's going to be out in the world after having dreamed about this platform for many years and planned for it and thought about it and been recording for it for the last year. It's so exciting. And any question you could ever have about the platform we touched on in today's episode, Jonathan asked me a bunch of things. He also asked a couple questions that you guys had sent in. And if you've been on the VIP waitlist for the platform, the little link that I've been dropping on Instagram for many, many months, then you actually have access today. So check your emails, check your spam just in case. Today is January 31st. So if you're listening on the day that it comes out, you have early access 24 hours before everyone else. And then tomorrow on my lucky number, February 1st, 201, we're launching to everyone and we have early founding members pricing. When I shared the pricing on Instagram, you guys were shook because I made it so affordable and I'm very, very happy to do that. It was not advised by my team or by anyone, but I wanted to keep it as affordable as possible, especially for the people who I'm calling founding members, the people who join for the next couple of weeks. So for either 1 week or 2 weeks, we will keep this founding members pricing, and then it's going to bump up a little bit to something that's just a little bit more standard for how much is inside of this platform. So we will have links in the show notes, of course, to the platform itself to have you join, to all the things. And I just want all your feedback. I'm so thrilled. This is a double whammy episode, meditation celebration, as well as a gender reveal. And at the end of the episode, after the conversation, we have a sample of a meditation from the platform. I chose the shortest meditation that we have just so that I wouldn't overload you guys with massive conversation and then massive meditation. But keep in mind that we have meditations that range from 2 minutes to 5 minutes, all the way to 45 plus minutes so far. And this is a 2 minute one to just give you kind of like a brief taste. And that is at the end of the episode. So make sure you stay tuned after this conversation ends so that you can hear it. And without further ado, let's get into this conversation.
Welcome, everybody, to episode...
Oh, I think this is 355 or 354.
Okay, well, which one is it?
I think it's 354.
The questions will be different if it's 355.
Okay. Well, we just had 353, so this is going to be 354.
Okay, cool. Then I'll stick with my original question.
Okay, perfect.
Awesome. Welcome to the pod. Welcome, Jordan.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Today, we are talking about the meditation platform.
Mm-hmm.
You've been working on this for quite some time.
Yes, I have.
Tell us a little bit about it.
So the platform itself is super special. It's full of meditations, affirmations, wisdom transmissions, which we will get into what that means, yoga flows, putting my 800 hours of yoga teacher training to work, kundalini breath work, pep talks, which are these like bonus podcast love notes from me to the listener, and live community, custom binaural beats, all this really special stuff. It's everything that I was searching for in a platform that I just couldn't find all in one place. I had kind of found these things all over the place.
So you're like, fuck it, I'm just going to make my own.
Fuck it, I'm going to put it all in one.
Hell yeah.
And there it is. And I'm so excited. But what I'm most excited for is to share it with people because it's literally been my little brainchild for 6 or 7 months. I have kept it very close to my heart. I've barely let anybody look at it. And a community is not a community until it has people in it. And so I'm excited for feedback. I'm excited to heal alongside of you guys. There's a ton of meditations for healing physical symptoms, for healing anxiety. There's affirmations that have changed my life.
It is kind of nuts. I have my one meditation that I'm obsessed with.
The Jean Ico one.
Yeah. And it's called, what is it? It's called
Trigger Protection Mantra.
The Trigger Protection Mantra from Jean Ico. And it heals me. It literally heals me when I'm in a shitty mood.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating how one recording could really change your perspective. So
it can shift the energy of your life.
And pretty amazing that you're going to be, you know, that for hopefully lots of people, my love.
Thank you. I look forward to that. That's my inspiration. And that's true. Like, I can get so caught up in my head and just tell myself a million stories that are not true. And when I turn on a meditation, whether it's one of mine or from one of my mentors that I love, everything changes. Like, I become a new person. And you can shift your vibration. You can shift your energy. It's such a real thing that I think and I know is so often overlooked. And that's really what this is. It's like an energy shifting, vibration transforming, life altering invitation to your soul.
Psh, sounds like a lot.
It is.
Those were some big words.
Powerful words.
Those are some powerful words.
So now I have to decide which meditation we're going to sample. I had Shelby, who works with me, go and pick out her favorites. So I think I'm just going to pick from her favorites list.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing.
But listen, as you guys listen, just know that there's a variety of styles. I haven't even shown it to you. That's the craziest thing.
I know. You do the thing that you always do, where you show it to everybody except me.
I know, but how does that happen? Because you're my
person.
And then
you're like, what? You haven't seen it yet? And I'm like, no. And you're like, oh, well,
literally showed it to everybody else.
I know.
You have not shown.
I can't believe it. So I have to show you. I'm so excited to show you. I think I'm going to pause and just pull it up because you have to see it. You have
to believe it.
See the essence so that you can be like, how have you done this?
Okay, well, while you're showing it to me, once you pull it up, I want you to describe to everybody a little bit about it and what inspired you to create it. And also, bonus, there's a gender reveal this episode.
There is.
We're going to sneak it in so you won't get it in the beginning or the end. It'll be somewhere in the middle.
So take your guesses now. We can't wait to hear what you guys think. Okay, we're just going to pull this up. So take a look and then just take a scroll through the whole platform.
Is this the rough copy? No, I'm just
tell us what you're seeing. What does it look like? What does it feel like?
It feels and looks like a version of your website. There's very beautiful photos of you. There is very Jordan-esque writing. And beautiful fonts.
Go to the meditation categories.
Okay.
There's a bunch of categories.
I'm not quite there yet. Whoa. There are different categories and they are very cool. You have one called Pep Talks. I like that.
Which is like a bonus podcast with me.
You have one called Morning Vibes. Cool. Kid and toddler meditation.
Yes.
Okay, for non-parents, you have quick shifts, under 5-minute meditations. I like that category. You just got 5 minutes. You could squeeze in a meditation. Sweet. Ultimate manifestations, affirmations, otherworldly deep dives. That sounds like the esoteric, cosmic Jordan that I know. Very cool. Looks like you have a community group chat area. Nice. Live interactive community. Sweet. Is this TBB meditation community in the wild, like just photos?
So we don't have any yet. So they're all me so far.
But they'll be everybody.
People will send them in. People will do their selfies. They'll send us videos. And then everybody can be featured on the site. Because a big part of this site and a big inspiration was the community aspect. A place for everybody to feel seen and make friends. And my hope is that people will make friends from all over the world. So we have these. It's like a community group chat. So you can talk to each other. You can say, hey, I live in Minnesota. Does anybody live near me? And you guys can get together, do all the spiritual things together. We're going to do a bunch of community stuff in LA. We're going to do like group walks and meditations, of course. And eventually, I hope to do retreats.
How did I not know about any of this?
Did you not? Okay, this is so weird. I don't know why. Sometimes Jonathan is like,
I'm the last one,
the last person to know.
I don't
know why, because I love to tell you everything. I love to get your opinion about everything. But sometimes I think it's because we're both working on separate things all day. And then you get home and it's like family time.
Yeah.
But I will say, Jonathan did record a meditation for the platform and it's incredible. So you guys are in luck. Because it's a different style. So,
well, I didn't know what I was doing.
I know, but it's a different style than mine. It's very like old school yoga teacher, which I love.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by IQBar. I have been loving IQBar. I love their plant-based protein bars. I love that they are a quick, diet-friendly, brain-boosting breakfast. And I also love their IQ Mix, which is something that you can take first thing in the morning. It really helps with your mood. It helps with muscle cramps. And then the IQ Joe, because I'm such a coffee fan, but most coffees make me feel jittery. I love that the IQ Joe has magnesium. It just smooths everything out and takes care of those caffeine jitters. So if your 2024 resolutions involve leveling up your diet, start right with IQ Bars, brain and body boosting bars, hydration mixes, and mushroom coffees. Their ultimate sampler pack includes all three. Get 7 IQ Bar flavors, 4 IQ Mix flavors, and 4 IQ Joe flavors. And today, our listeners get an exclusive offer, 20% off plus free shipping. Just text BALANCED to 64,000. So the ultimate sampler pack is an amazing way to try all of the IQ Bar products and flavors. And all IQ Bar products are entirely free from gluten, dairy, soy, GMOs, and artificial sweeteners. IQ Bar makes the number one brain and body nutrition bar, hydration mix, and instant coffee in the U.S. They have over 10,000 five-star reviews and counting. Refuel smarter in 2024 with IQ Bar's ultimate sampler pack. That is 7 IQ Bars, 4 IQ Mix sticks, and 4 IQ Joe sticks. And now our special podcast listeners get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. To get your 20% off, just text BALANCED to 64,000. Get your discount. Text BALANCED to 64,000. That is BALANCED to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details.
Welcome to Raising Good Humans. I'm Dr. Lisa Pressman. My first book, The 5 Principles of Parenting, Your Essential Guide to Raising Good Humans, is out now. In this book, I wanted to quiet all the noise that's out there and distill the science into 5 core principles. And using those principles, you can solve absolutely any parenting challenge, giving you the confidence to raise good humans. Order now and give yourself a little bit of ease.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to just read off a few of these. Attracting financial abundance, attracting your soulmate meditation, lucky girl affirmations. What don't you have in
there's
here?
There's everything that they've been looking for, something that goes deeper, something that takes them to the cosmos and the star seeds. But also, this is for beginners. As we were saying, there's kids and toddler meditations, but there's a lot of adult beginner meditations.
I'm a sit and meditate with my eyes closed kind of guy.
Uh-huh.
But it looks like you have walking meditation. So future self walking meditation to get into divine alignment.
Yes.
That's kind of cool for those who just want to get into a meditative state versus like sitting and just being quiet.
Yeah. Well, there's so many different styles for people who are looking for different things, because some people are very into the walking meditation vibe. So this is like a moving meditation, something that I think is very overlooked, because when you're moving, you get out of your head. And then we have a lot of walking future self meditations. I have them walking and they can see way in the distance their future self walking towards them.
Whoa.
And, but way in the distance. And so there's a lot of like healing and balancing and stuff that you're doing on your present self as your future self is walking toward you. They're all really powerful.
Well, I'm impressed.
Thank you. Well, I was going to say they all have a consciousness of their own. I feel like I've just been the conduit and the channel. And that's been the really exciting part is I've been for so long. And even though you might have been the last person close to me to see the platform, no, I've actually only showed like 6 people. You know more than anybody that for the last several years, I have felt pretty lost and pretty anxious and frustrated. And so many times, how many times have I said to you, I have these deep spiritual gifts and I'm not using them.
How many times an hour? Or
yes, exactly, right? Like constantly. I have these psychic abilities. I have these intuitive gifts. And because I'm trying to live in the world, I turn those gifts off and it makes me so disconnected from my heart and soul. This platform has given me the ability to start channeling again and to get into that version of myself, which is the true me. You should have seen me yesterday. I was in bed channeling the Pleiadians. I'm fully like sitting straight up, like going in a circle because that's kind of what I do when I'm channeling.
I've seen that.
And they're coming in and they're like these wisdom transmissions. And I felt like Esther Hicks channeling Abraham.
Speaking of, I was just going to bring that up when you were done talking. I was going to ask you.
Jonathan thinks I talk too much.
I was going to ask you. You love Abraham Hicks and Esther Hicks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who are your meditative like inspirations, your top five?
Who are my inspirations other than Esther Hicks? Esther's huge. I also love Melissa Wood. I do her meditations pretty much every day. Atticus and I did one yesterday, her 15-minute higher self. I kind of cut myself off from listening to meditations while I was creating most of mine because I didn't want to subliminally and unconsciously follow somebody else's formula. But now that I've pretty much finished recording 75 meditations and more to come, I've been letting myself indulge more in like Melissa Wood and Esther Hicks and Gabby Bernstein, Louise Hay.
Gabby has meditations.
Uh-huh.
Sweet.
And then Joe Dispenza, of course. So when people listen, you'll find elements of Joe Dispenza. You'll find elements of a little bit of everything.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the first meditation experience that you remember that really shifted something in you that you realized the power of meditation? Was it like when you were just learning yoga and, you know, a teenager? Did it come much later? How has meditation made an impact on your life and where did it really start?
Mm-hmm. That's such a good question. I'm thinking back to when I started doing yoga in high school, and it wasn't really meditation that I was doing, but that was my first experience with the divine, I would say, where I felt something greater than myself, outside of myself, where I was just like, oh my God. With the power of the music and the power of the movement and getting out of my head, that was the first time that I realized I don't have to be a victim to my thoughts. I don't have to be a victim to my emotions. And I have power over what I think. So that was huge. And also, I have to apologize. I think I've kind of lost my voice because of recording so many meditations.
Yeah, your voice is great. Everyone loves your voice.
It
sounds great.
Extra raspy. Nope. So
ask anybody.
Okay, because I've recorded like 25 meditations
like the
in the last 48 hours.
You sound great.
Thank you. So I would say my first actual meditation experience, because when I was doing yoga back in high school, this was like Power Vinyasa, Baron Baptiste. We weren't really meditating. When I started to do Kundalini yoga in West Hollywood, when I started dating you, Mr.
Oh, with Britt?
Down the street from you with Tage, really.
But oh, yeah.
Britt would come with me. And I just remember this was like the entry into, okay, yoga's a cool spiritual world, but Kundalini, these are my people. These people are talking about channeling aliens. They're talking about what's going to happen 5 years from now. Like, they're wearing white turbans on their head. She's predicting the future and in such a
sounds
humble
right up your alley
way. So this was like the prime time. This was 7 years ago. I remember having this transcendent meditation experience where I could feel, I had this vision actually of, it was like a spinning tree. It was a tree with all of these limbs and these branches, and it was just spinning around, and I could see myself, and then I could see a bunch of my mentors. So Gabby Bernstein, people like Tage, people like Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, and then I could see all of my peers, and then I could see people in my life who were being called by the divine to wake up spiritually. So I saw a couple of friends. I will never forget this. And I texted them after, and they had no interest in spirituality at the time. And I was like, I just have to tell you, and I know this isn't like an invited thing, but I feel close to you and whatever. I saw a vision of you, and I think you have to come to Kundalini with me. And I brought these different people, and
who?
They, Carlin.
Okay.
And Jillian.
Okay.
And my friend Rachel. And
okay.
My friend Megan.
Okay.
Haven't seen the last two in a while. Carlin went down the whole spiritual path. She's
I
a Pleiadian channel.
Yeah.
You know, she
yeah.
does like past life regressions now. She was going to find this no matter what. So I'm not saying this to be like, I discovered her powers. It was that I discovered that I was in a realm where I could see how powerful she was. And I could see our connection and the fact that she was my little sister in Alpha Phi in college for a reason, and that all these little dots connect, and then every decision that we make in life connects. And so we look back, and I still ask myself, why did I even go to college? Like, everything that I do now, I could have just started earlier. I could have been the first blogger. I could have done this and that. But no, there's no regrets in life, because everything that we do leads toward that next thing.
So you kind of were introduced to meditation in one way or another through yoga, or at least yoga opened was the gateway to you getting into Kundalini, which kind of got you into meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And you describe yourself as a very anxious person. How difficult is it for you sometimes to meditate?
Oh my God. It can be so tough.
And what do you tell somebody who's like, listen, I'm the poster child for anxiety and I can do it?
Yeah, that is a wonderful question. And I'm so happy that you asked, because that's why I created my own meditations, because I wanted options that were 5 minutes long. I wanted options that were 2 minutes long, because I know that sometimes because of anxiety or because of life or because of having young kids or just because of the kind of mood that you're in, sometimes something really short is the vibe. But sometimes once you sit and you get into it, you never want it to end. So what I found was that I would always be enticed into meditating by these like 5 to 12 minute meditations. But then I would want to keep going. So then I would turn on another one, and then I would graduate to a 25 minute one. Because once you get out of your head, you'll be amazed at the miraculous things that can occur. So the same thing happened to me at acupuncture yesterday. She put all the needles in me and she said, I'll be back in about 45 minutes. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm laying here for 45 minutes with the lights off in the middle of the day. She didn't even put a meditation on.
Oh, my God. What a bitch.
No.
And how did you sleep last night?
Okay. So I was going to say, for 5 minutes, I was kind of like uncomfortable. And then I really got into it. I completely relaxed into my thoughts, into the flow, into my own meditation in my mind. I thought about so many things. I thought about people who I really wanted to reach out to. It just gives you a whole new perspective when you can get out of your own way. So
And what did you say when I asked you, hey, how was your morning?
When?
Today.
What do you mean?
You said, I slept so good last night.
You didn't say, hey, how was your morning? I just said to you when we were in the car and you were in such a bad mood, I was like, by the way, I had the best sleep of my life because of acupuncture.
Yeah, I asked. I was like, hey, how are you?
Such a thoughtful husband.
I know.
No, acupuncture is amazing. But the reason that I say that is because all of us, we're always resistant to sitting still. We're always resistant to taking the time to do something like meditation, because meditation doesn't feel productive. It feels like I could clean my room, I could send these 5 emails, or I could meditate for 25 minutes. That sounds like the least productive thing. But what we don't typically realize is that is the most productive thing. You give that energy to yourself, you refill your cup, you shift your mindset, and then you can transform your life.
Totally. I think most people run with a very low cup.
We all do.
And we think coffee is going to fill it up.
It's part of the daily life. So I think meditation is a natural form of coffee. It's a natural form of Xanax. And it's incredible. I've experienced all of those benefits.
It's a natural form of just smoking a nice doobie.
Yeah, for people who like that kind of thing. For people who don't have a fear of THC like I do.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? If you're among them, know that you're not alone. Hair thinning is normal, but it's not openly talked about, and going through it can feel lonely and frustrating. Join the over 1 million people that are doing something about it with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. It is physician formulated with drug-free ingredients. Nutrafol supplements support healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root cause of thinning, including stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism as they evolve throughout a woman's life. So something that you can do is take their hair wellness quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. You just purchase online. There's no prescription required. They have free shipping and automated deliveries so that you'll never miss a day. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BALANCED. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled NutraFol.com, promo code balanced. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code balanced. I'm so excited to talk to you today about Hatch. I have always struggled with sleep. Our longtime listeners know this. I have had insomnia. I've had racing thoughts. I've just never been a good sleeper. And what I did not know is that you can actually learn how to sleep better. I have been loving my Hatch Restore, which has helped me create bedtime and morning routines that help me to make sleep a priority. The Hatch Restore is a device that teaches your body when it's time to sleep or to wake up, with nighttime and morning routines so that you can prioritize rest. Hatch lets you customize your bedtime routine with a selection of light and audio cues. They have meditations, they have ambient sleep sounds, or they also have entertainment. With Hatch Plus, you can access exclusive content like Pillow Talk, a new audio series designed to entertain you to sleep. Pillow Talk helps you wind down with the types of TV shows that you love, from true crime to sports, but without the screens that hurt healthy rest. So you can definitely sleep well with Hatch. My son uses it. I use the Hatch Restore. It's amazing. Right now, Hatch is offering my listeners $20 off your purchase of the Hatch Restore and free shipping at hatch.co/balance. Visit hatch.co/balanced to get $20 off and free shipping. That is hatch.co/balanced. Enjoy.
So I wanted to bring up something because I went to do a cold plunge at Paws on Sunday with my brother. And my brother could go in a cold plunge for 5 minutes and just have a full conversation with me. And it's no big deal. And you see these people on Instagram where they're like cracking the ice and just can sit in it. And it's just no big deal for them. For me, after about 4 seconds, I want to just get out and I can't be in there very long. I begin to hyperventilate and I'm, you know, okay, I'll try it again. I try it again. I think I got to maybe 30 seconds and my brother was like coaching me through it. He's like, stop moving. Like I was like thrashing around. I was like talking to him. I was like, I'm hyperventilating. Like, he's like, you're fine. You just need to get through this. And once you do, everything is going to just mellow out and you're going to be able to hang. And I was like, I can't, I'm gonna get out. He's like, just stick with it. And then, yeah, something happened around like maybe 30 seconds where like I was able to just like stop thrashing, focus on my breath. My eyes weren't bouncing on every single wall. And I went for like a minute and 30 seconds, which was like a PR for me. Mm-hmm. And I felt so accomplished, but I feel like meditation is like the same thing where in the beginning, you're thinking about like a million things. You're thinking about like, is this the best use of my time? Am I doing it right? Like whatever, you're thinking about a million things other than just what you should be thinking about, which is just focusing on your breath. And as soon as you do, then it's just like, it's almost like it's all the quiet happens.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I experienced that doing cold plunge for the first time. And it just reminded me about how I feel that way without being in 45 degree water.
Mm-hmm.
By doing a meditation, just waking up when I meditate and the euphoria that I get from that. So
totally. Yeah, that's a really good thing to bring up because it's the same thing. It's like something that makes you feel uncomfortable, whether it's a cold plunge, which is physically uncomfortable for so many of us, specifically you, because you have a real aversion to the cold and you push through it, which is amazing. And it's uncomfortable for 99% of us to sit still with our own thoughts. I would say it's more comfortable for those of us who are introverted, who prefer to be alone, who we get energy recharged from being alone. And it's still uncomfortable. Like, all I ever want is to be alone and be meditating. And then it comes time to sit there and turn on a meditation. And even I am like, oh my God, what can I distract myself with? Who can I call? But when we do it, when we commit, that's when everything changes.
Yeah. What inspired you to do this, this platform? What inspired you to create meditations? Is it, tell me about that.
Okay, so it really goes back to this time last year. It's so interesting that we're recording this on January 26th, I think it is.
I don't know, but there's going to be some
Jonathan's
significance.
Like, I don't know what day it is. Yes, it's January 26th. And last year, on January like 27th, is when I pretty much began the panic attack breakdown. And everything went through my head during that time. Am I going crazy? Have I done too much psychedelic therapy? Do I have to stop doing my career? What I'm saying is I hit rock bottom. I hit such a deep rock bottom. I didn't even recognize myself. Somebody who loves being with people, being in front of the camera, sharing my life, which I had done for 10 years. I didn't want any of it. And it was really scary because it was so confronting of who am I and why is this happening? And so what I came to was the reason why that was happening, one, was I had a lot of shit to face, which was childhood trauma. Number two, I am not living my gifts in the world. I have all of these mentors, the mediums, the psychics, the channels, and they all tell me, this is your calling. You belong on stage channeling. And they all tell me, we'll be there. We'll be there with you. We'll be there on stage. We'll be there in the audience. But you, that's your calling. And I wasn't living that. I was pretty much running in the opposite direction. Just how can I be normal? How can I seem normal? How can I act normal? And I had to really embrace that I'm the opposite of normal and embrace those gifts. And the way that I started to do that exactly a year ago was by committing to a meditation practice. And it started with Joe Dispenza, like I was saying, but then it went into Louise Hay in this deep work with Louise Hay, working with her affirmations in her books, but channeling her. She's passed. Your whole face is shape-shifting. So thank you for bringing your soul here. Your soul's here.
Hi.
Do you feel it?
No.
You don't? Or are you just saying that?
I don't know. You always make me feel uncomfortable if I'm just like looking at you. And
I love you. Okay, so Louise Hay, I've worked with her a lot on the other side. She passed. She is amazing. Like, I can tell you exactly what her heaven looks like on the other side. Connect with her all the time. And she helped me see, you got to be walking this path. And it's scary. And it's scary to switch what you're doing. And it's scary to embrace being a spiritual teacher and a healer and a channel. But ultimately, that's what's being called of you. It was time for me to embrace that path. And then it took me however long from April until now to make that a reality. And so I brought that into our ethers. And that's the main inspiration.
I love that.
Thank you.
I love that you take something that inspires you and you make it into something.
If I like something, I want to create my own version. Because truthfully, as much as I love everything that I just mentioned, and they all have such a unique, specific purpose, I couldn't find something that blended everything that I love. Everything that I love, from meditation to channeling to affirmations, which have changed my life. Something really cool is that when I told Annalise, my longtime web designer, that I was going to create this platform and it was time for her to design it. She said, this is so cool. And she took a screenshot of something that we had talked about 4 years ago when I said, I'm going to create a meditation platform, but it's not time yet. Because as a reflector, I really sit on things. I get scared to put my energy fully into something new because sometimes I feel like I'm already overwhelmed. I have a full-time business. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. We're doing a lot of things. I have a baby on the way. I'm pregnant.
Yeah, but you forget you're pregnant.
But why not introduce something new into the mix? Because I also realize, and what I really believe, is that this platform, it's going to be the next big thing in my life.
So speaking of pregnancy.
Yes.
Now's a better time than any.
Oh my God. Should we say it?
Should we? What are we? How are you going to do it?
I think we should just tell the story of how we found out.
Okay.
Okay. So we did the sneak peek early gender reveal test. Trying to keep your eyes open. I did this at 8 weeks. So 8 weeks. I just wanted to hear the heartbeat first. You could actually take this sneak peek test at 6 weeks. And my mom was like, take it. She was dying to know.
Your mom was dying to know.
I was like, I can't take it because I want to hear the heartbeat first. I want to have our first appointment. I want to just make sure everything's good. So we had the appointment. I took that test on the same day. You prick your blood at home. So it's this whole thing where I pricked my arm, sent it in. It goes to this lab in San Diego. And then the next day, they send you your results. So I had the results sent to my mom because obviously we wanted to be surprised in a fun way rather than just opening an email. So I was texting her all day. Did you get the results? Did you get the results? By like 4 p.m., she's like, I got the results. I'm going to tell you guys tomorrow because I'm waiting for something to come, quote unquote, like waiting for this cute way to tell you. And we were going to Jonathan's parents' house that night for Hanukkah. And so I'm like, okay, at least we're busy tonight. At least we're not even seeing my parents. We can just go to sleep and then we'll find out tomorrow. But also, as somebody who can never wait, I'm like tortured.
You did better than me. Because I remember when we were driving home, I'm like, could we just call your mom? Like, this is bullshit.
I know. And I was like, I'm committed to finding out in a fun way.
Yeah.
I don't want to just ruin the surprise or whatever. Because we can wait one more day. So
Atticus is running down the hallway. I'm chasing him. We're about to get into our apartment. And I'm focused on him because he loves running down our hallway. And he can sometimes, you know, trip. And sometimes he even does it on purpose. And like he'll hit the wall. And so I don't even realize when we get to the door that there are some balloons.
Mm-hmm. So he goes to the door. And I'm pretty sure he at the time was calling balloons balls. Because, like, they remind him of that. So he's like, oh, my God, balls.
Did he say, oh, my God?
Well, with that emphasis, ha, ha, ha. And so I'm like, wait, what? And then we see that there's balloons, both blue and pink, on our door. And then a note that says to come up to my parents' place. So immediately we're like, this is thrilling. This is amazing. I'm like, Jonathan, take out the camera. Film everything. So we do. We run to the elevator. We go upstairs and we know this is the moment of truth. We're going to be finding out if we have a boy or a girl.
Yeah. Your life pretty much changes forever after that moment.
Absolutely. And
so we get to the door.
Well,
I'm filming. Mm-hmm. And then I see when we open the door that your mom was filming, which was so nice because then I didn't have to film and I got to actually be a part of, you know,
yes,
the celebration.
Mm-hmm.
So please.
Okay, so I should also say I knew from the second of conception what I thought that the gender was, and I had told everybody. And so I'm not going to say what it is, but I knew. And then we run over. My mom has this cute little bag from Gap Kids, and it has all this tissue paper in it, and the tissue paper is blue, and there's balloons and stuff. So I'm
the
like,
balloons were blue and pink.
Yes, but I'm like, what is the blue tissue paper? So we run over there and I'm like, can I open it? Oh my God. And I said to Jonathan, do you want to open it together? And he's like, no, just open it. So I open it and we pull out a pink outfit and we're having a girl.
It was the craziest moment of my life.
It was so special. I'm going to post the video, but we pull out the outfit and Atticus is kind of like pulling on the tissue paper at the same time. So he pulled the bag out of my hands and I'm like, I've never reached for something quicker in my life. Like my mom and I were laughing about it because I just moved like so fast, pull it out. And the first thing I could say was, is it really a girl? Is it really a girl? And I was just stunned. That is the gender that I thought. I thought that we were having a girl the whole time. But you can never know. Your intuition can know, but you don't actually know if it's going to match up with what's really happening.
I didn't think it was going to be.
So Jonathan wanted a girl so bad.
But I was convinced it was a boy.
Because you wanted it to be a girl. So you're trying to let yourself down easy by thinking it. You and my dad were doing the same thing. And my dad, for anybody who saw the video of my dad finding out that we were pregnant and him being like, I don't get it. And then, are you really sure you're pregnant? The next thing he said was, you better manifest a girl. And I'm like, the baby's already been implanted. Like, I don't think I can change whatever it is. And it was just this beautiful moment. You were so happy.
I was.
I've always seen myself as a boy mom. So.
I've always seen myself as a boy dad. Uh-huh. I don't know. Everyone's like, oh, you're going to do fine. I know I'm going to do fine. Thank you, everybody. But I don't know how to be a girl dad at all. I've no sisters. I've no female cousins. Like, mm-hmm. I grew up with boys. My dad had a brother. My grandpa, both of them had brothers. Like, there's mm-hmm. no women on the Albrecht
side. Your cousins are all boys.
All boys. Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. So that's why we thought we would have boys, because obviously it's coming from Jonathan's long lineage.
Yeah.
And
so my whole thing was, we're going to have a boy, but if we have a girl, I'm going to be so happy and excited, but I'm not going to put any eggs in that basket, because statistically, at least that's what I thought, which is stupid because it's really a coin flip. We have boys, so it's going to be... We're going to have a little boy.
You had convinced yourself, boy, for sure. And even I, when it came down to it, even though I was 100% feeling girl, by the time we went to find out, I'm like, it's going to be a boy. Like, Jonathan wants a girl. My dad wants a girl. My mom wants a girl. And it's just going to be a freaking boy. And that's fine. I want a daughter. I've always wanted a daughter. But I also, as I've said many times, I know our three spirit children. And I feel like that little boy, I also like, I'm so excited to meet him. So
he's next.
It's been a whole thing for me of actually like embracing the idea of having a daughter. I've always wanted to have a daughter, but I feel like for a mother and a daughter, there's so much lineage healing. Like, a daughter can give you a run for your money, you know? Like, we're going to be so similar, I think, and that scares
me. She's going to give you a run for
your money. Where Atticus has been this easy kind of, like, such a masculine angel. And I just can't relate to the masculinity, so I'm like, this is so cool. The feminine, the little girl, the sensitivity.
She's going to heal you.
Totally. But it's okay to be scared. I think I'm a little scared.
Yeah, I'm terrified.
But I'm so excited. Like,
why is having a girl terrifying? Having a boy, I was like, not.
Can all of the girl parents please weigh in? Because I was so comfortable having a boy.
Any girl dads also. Like, I get the excitement of being a girl dad once you're in full girl dad mode and having a little girl and they're going to be your little girl forever. Like, I cannot wait for that. But also, fucking terrifying. Mm-hmm.
I know. I don't know why that is. I don't know. But I feel that way too as a mother. I'm so excited. But mother-daughter relationships, I've seen them be complicated. I have such a good relationship with my mom. But I have millions of friends and acquaintances where the mother-daughter archetype relationship is challenging. So I also feel challenged to do a lot of work on myself. But I'm also so excited because the moment that we found out that we were having a baby, I was hoping it was a girl. Contrary to everything I'm saying right now, I think I was up for the challenge. And I also really love the idea of having a boy and a girl, because Atticus can still remain the special little son and grandson, where I think there's maybe less competition feeling among the kids when they're different genders and they'll just have different interests.
That was my biggest thing. Mm-hmm. That was another primary reason I wanted to have a girl, is I wanted Atticus to not think of the new boy as a replacement or, mm-hmm. you know, he's like the old news or whatever it may be, it's like, and while this would still be the case if it were a boy, be like, hey, you protect your little brother. It's different when it's like, this is your little sister, like protect your little sister. So
totally. I think
Atticus as a big brother to a little sister too.
I think a big brother and a little sister is the freaking ideal.
I know. We got lucky.
We're so lucky.
We got lucky.
That's what I always wanted in my family.
I never thought it was going to be that for us. It's pretty special having an older brother.
Yeah. So that's that. So many of you guessed.
Just kidding, everybody. It's a boy.
Oh my God. No, it's not. It's a girl. Tons of people guessed girl. Also, tons of people guessed boy.
By the way, we'll do a little poll. I'm pretty confident I threw everybody off with my comment from the last episode.
It was 50-50.
You were pissed at me. You thought for sure it gave it away. I don't think it gave it away.
I wouldn't have left it in if I fully thought it gave it away. This is what I thought. You either threw people off or you did make them think what you wanted. But a lot of people wrote to me and said, I feel like I understand Jonathan's personality because he's been on the podcast so many times. I know it's a girl because of the way that he tried to throw us off. And I'm like, you are smart. Because that was my first thought. Is like, why are you even saying
this? That's
what
they get for being longtime listeners.
I know. They get to know first. Yeah. There's a couple people who are literally commenting on every photo of mine being like, I'm so glad it's a girl just because they've guessed. And I'm like, you can't be saying this.
So do you delete those immediately?
Yeah.
Like,
well, one of them, no. One of them, no.
All the time?
No. They don't know for sure. So it's like, it's a guess. The only person who knows for sure who posted it publicly was your brother, speaking of siblings.
Oh, God.
He's like, I can't wait for my niece.
Yeah.
I love her. I'm like, take it down.
Yeah. I'm like in a meet. I was in a very important meeting and Jordan like called twice. And then she's like, I answered. And I was like, I can't talk right now. She goes, your brother posted.
Just delete your comment.
Delete your comment. Bye. And I was like, excuse me, guys. One sec.
But anyways, that's the news. We're having a girl. Little fun tidbit for you in the middle / tail end of the episode. But yeah, do you have any more questions for me about the platform?
Totally forgot we were even talking about that.
Oh, thanks. Oh, okay. One thing I'll say is we are launching the platform on 201.
Of course you are.
My lucky number. Last year, we had my 300th episode come out on 201. And Jonathan hosted that with me. You actually interviewed me. Wait, this is so weird. All the full circles that are happening.
Ooh, yeah, now I'm feeling it.
201's my lucky number. I won't bore you guys with a story because most of you know, but it's been my lucky number for 12 years. It follows me everywhere. Yeah.
I'm in a rapid fire.
Wait, I'm just going to finish with my sentence.
Yeah, no, I was cutting you off.
Oh my God, well, you're not happening. The other thing I was going to say is I wanted this platform to be an Aquarius. And that is really important to me.
Wow, guys. This is what I'm talking about.
Let me tell you, my blog is a Gemini. My podcast is a Scorpio. And now this platform is an Aquarius.
What are their moon and rising?
Well, we don't have a set time that they were born when they came into the world. I would want it to be accurate.
Okay.
So anyways, I feel like the Aquarius fits very well with the Gemini
blog. What's their human design?
We'll ask Jenna.
We'll
let's see what's happening tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but by the time this comes out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Also, if you guys have been on the VIP wait list, you've already gotten into the platform because you guys are the first people. So check your emails if you haven't yet.
Will it say what number you are? Like the 201st person?
I don't think so.
Can you
but
somehow?
I can tell
that would be
people.
Pretty sweet.
I can tell people who the 201st person was.
You should. I'd want to know if that was me.
Yeah.
Okay. And number one. Okay, rapid fire questions about the platform. One, are there going to be new meditations and how often are they going to be?
Yes.
If there are.
Okay, so right now, I think we're launching with 55 meditations, which are also affirmations, yoga flows, pep talks, which are like these bonus podcast episodes with me. They're like love notes from me to you where I'll just go off on a certain topic. I love those. Those actually might be my favorite part of the platform so far. And then the wisdom transmissions, the Pleiadian wisdom transmissions that we'll talk more about in a second. So I think until we reach 100, I want to upload at least 5 per week. And then once we reach 100, it'll even out. Because the other thing was, each of these 55 is so good and so special that a part of me, as I've been creating all this, has been like, slow down, Jordan, yeah. Because what if people don't notice this one because there's so many others? So make sure you check it all out, because none of them are to be glossed over. I would try them all and then find your style, because there's a few different styles.
There will be new ones, but I think you're right. You should just slow roll them out.
Totally. And I should also say that my editor, he makes these special binaural beats. They're custom. So every single music for each one is completely customized to the topic and the frequency.
Amazing. So, two more rapid fire questions. With the platform, is it an app? Like, how does it work?
Okay, so that's
or is it a login to a website?
That's a very, very good question. So, we decided to create it on Kajabi. If people are not familiar with Kajabi, it's mostly a course hosting platform, and Kajabi has an app. So, what I recommend doing is getting the Kajabi app, and then it's beautiful on Kajabi. The reason that I chose Kajabi is because you can customize it to your exact liking. So mine looks like my website, like Jonathan was saying. It's beautiful. It's colorful. It's every single inch is fully branded and customized.
Beast. But they could download the Kajabi app.
You can download the Kajabi app, and then you basically use the TBB platform as an app. Well, you don't even search. You just, like, in my Kajabi, I have my platform, I have Lacey's, I have whichever that I subscribe to.
Very cool.
And then you have it on that app. But I will also say, you can use it on a computer or a phone. It's very, very attuned to mobile. And
sweet.
It's really easy to use, really user-friendly.
When is your first in-person event? And will you be doing them outside of LA for those who don't live in LA?
Yes. So the first event, this is actually going to be like a virtual event, is with Eric, our friend, astrologer, alignment coach. He's been on the podcast. He's coming on and we're going to do a live event together, basically like a week and a half after we launch. So when you guys join, you will have access to that event. And that's like extra motivation, I would say, to sign up now, because we have this special event with Eric. We're going to do an astrology forecast.
Dang.
I'm going to channel the Pleiadians.
Jordan got me a reading with Eric for my birthday, and I was like, yay. Like, I wasn't excited. Would have liked some Lululemon pants or, you know, I don't know, something else. And then I have this session with Eric and my mind was blown.
Blows your freaking mind.
What the fuck?
Having a session with Eric.
It was the greatest birthday present I've ever received.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love to hear that. And that's what I want to gift to all the members, because having a session with Eric can change your life. So, like, because it's a live event, there'll be Q&A. You guys can send in questions. We'll answer them. I'll open up the Pleiadian portal. So I'll be channeling from the fifth dimension. And Eric will be going on. He does astrology, human design, gene keys. And then I think for the next live event, I'll have Nikki, my medium. But to answer your question about live events, I hope to do them all over the place. First one in LA. I want to do a retreat in Cabo. My mind is just on a roll with this one.
Cool. Last question. The Palladian wisdom transmissions. What the fuck is
that? Okay, don't act like you don't know how to say the word Pleiadian.
What did I say?
Palladian?
How do you say it?
You know how.
Palladian?
Have I not been talking about this since before we met? Pleiadian, but it's okay. People say it in
whatever.
All different kinds of ways. You helped that
Pleiadian.
Woman at our ayahuasca retreat. Name her town after the Pleiades.
I know.
Do you remember that?
I do.
She named a literal town in Texas after the Pleiades. But anyway,
do you remember her name?
Kim.
Yeah. I love Kim. I miss Kim.
Never forget someone's name. I know. Me too.
Okay. I forget everyone's name, but I remembered Kim.
Kim's memorable. So the Pleiadian wisdom transmissions, this is actually something that started a lot more recently, because I was just doing like a free flow channel for the meditation platform. And I thought that I was just going to channel from the Pleiadians and kind of come up with a cool meditation that way. But they came through with the craziest messages for the listeners and for me, because what I want everybody to remember is that time doesn't exist. So when you're listening to these, even though I recorded them yesterday, when you hear them, it's like we're all going to be in the room together. And they had so many powerful things to say. So they're calling them like these transmissions and activations that just remind you that you're a powerful creator in your life, and they will shift your whole world. Like, I actually think
I have to listen to it.
Platform will go in that direction.
I have to listen to it to find out what that is.
Yeah. I mean, look, we'll put a little tidbit in here, but probably not from that. Probably from one
sample,
of them.
Aren't you going to sample a little bit in this epi?
Yeah, we're going to sample in this epi.
In this epi.
So that's coming up. So in that case, I guess I will let Jonathan finish here, because we're going to put a little sample in this episode. Is there anything final that you want to know?
No.
Okay. Well, then I will just say that.
Is there anything that you want to say?
Yes. The launch week pricing. So we have things really low right now, really affordable. And so if you join within the next 2 weeks, it'll be $11.11 per month. So like $11.11. The price of two coffees is what I tell everybody, especially if you live in LA, maybe one latte in LA. And then $111 for the year if you do yearly. And then that's going to go up just a little bit after 2 weeks. So you're going to want to get in now, get into this event with Eric, lock in that founding member's pricing. And I'm just so excited. I feel like this
is
the future.
That's really affordable. I mean, it really is.
If you're aware of how much is in it, yes. And that was important to me. That was really important to me. And I've had so many people. I have a marketing team. I have managers. Everybody's like, please quadruple that. And I'm just like, no, I have something in mind for my audience. And that's what I care about. For me, it's the quality inside of it, but the quantity of people who join. I know we could make it way more, but I want so many people in it. And then it's going to grow and expand. And I just can't wait to be on this journey with you guys.
Very cool. I'm excited. I want to be the first download. How do we make that happen?
Yeah. So are you on the VIP waitlist?
Of course I am.
Okay. So
did you not know that I am?
I haven't looked at the people who are. On the 31st, which I guess is today, that email has already gone out.
Oh, wow. Oh. Like at midnight?
Do I need to set my alarm? 8 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah. So excited. We also have tons of giveaways for the people who sign up right away. The first 10 people are going to get something special. The first 50 people are going to get something special. And then we're just going to do a big clean out of the influencer closet. Literally, this makes Jonathan's life. So everybody can be excited for that.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today on the Soul on Fire podcast, hosted by yours truly, with special guest, Jordan Younger Albrecht.
How happy are you that you didn't have to answer questions today?
I'm happy that I didn't have to answer questions, and I'm happier that it's over right now because I'm hungry.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right, let's go have dinner.
All right, I love you.
Okay, I love you. Thank you guys for being here.
Later, everybody.
And the link will be in the show notes for the platform.
Okay, here is the meditation sample. I'm so excited to share this with you. This is one of the shortest meditations in the platform. It's only 2.5 minutes long, and this is for when you don't have a lot of time, but you want to feel really good and shift your energy around. It has custom binaural beats, just like all of the meditations do. And this is just a brief little sample. We have many different styles, but this one has been a favorite among the early adopters that have tried the platform. So here it is, a little sneak peek for you. Hello and welcome to this 2-minute meditation to turn your day all the way around. Whatever you have experienced today, just know that in this moment, we are here to let it go. We are here to tap back into our soul, to take a moment with ourselves, and to forgive ourselves for anything that has happened up until this point. That goes for today, and that goes for any day before today. because from here forward, we are committed to living our most aligned life. We are committed to being the person that we have always, always imagined ourselves to be. And as we sit here now, reframing our mind and shifting the energy in our body, just tap in to where you feel the most tension in your body and place your hand over that part of you. And then take a deep breath in and through your hand and through your exhale, send love into that part of your body. Just know that anything that has taken place today before now doesn't matter anymore. This is a clean slate moment, and you are limitless. You are limitless because you have the power to shift your mind, to shift your life, and to create your reality with your very thoughts. So think those positive thoughts now. And surrender anything that is not in your control. Now start to tap on that place in your body that has felt the tension. And release anything that doesn't serve you, anything that doesn't feel good. And come up with a mantra that you can tell yourself whenever the day starts to get hard or whenever you feel stuck. I'll give you an idea for a mantra just in case nothing is coming to mind. I am well, I am loved, and everything is happening to me in perfect timing. I welcome miracles into my life. And so it is. Go forth into the rest of your day with this renewed knowing that you are enough and you are everything you need. And so it is.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. I'm so happy that you're here. Come say hi on Instagram at The Balance Blonde and tell me what your favorite part of this episode was. Subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts and send me a screenshot of your rating and review for a free Soul on Fire yoga ebook. See you next Wednesday. Love you guys.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.